This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Something that never got presented to me, and they know that, never got presented because it didn't rise to that level. From what I hear, and I hear it pretty good, the intelligence people didn't even, many of them didn't believe it happened at all. I think it's a hoax. I think it's a hoax by the newspapers and the Democrats.
All right, so once again, it's whether or not the president knew about Russia and the hits on our shoulders of our soldiers, easy for me to say. One of the many things that, of course, there is buzzing across the land, conversation on that. So you heard what the president had to say, that he didn't know. The speculation is that he did know, and the White House keeps saying no, and he now is saying it after being asked that question. And he says, you know, look, my resistance led the intelligence agencies to brief me less and less, basically, in the roundabout way. We're going to get the COVID numbers for you and mix in a few other things as well. Obviously, another jam-packed day, but I don't even need to say that every day is like that. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've just jumped on this for the first time, welcome. So the president said he wasn't briefed about Russia placing bounties on U.S. soldiers, like I mentioned, and said that, and this is in Afghanistan, and said that if it wasn't verified, he wasn't informed on it. And the national security team verifies, saying that they didn't deliver the president's daily briefing, the verbally, as much as they were giving him verbal briefings, they were briefing him less on Russia-related threats to the U.S., and there were multiple people who have said that. So it's interesting. The administration, the president himself, and others saying that this is one of those not gotchas, this is one of those misfires on some of that information. But I don't think this goes away. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said that the president was not briefed, period, on the bounty intelligence because it had not been corroborated, period. The Pentagon report says Russia is working with the Taliban and others to send them on the express lane to withdrawing, the U.S. to withdrawing from Afghanistan, and there you go. I think, like I said, that when you look at this intel, what he, again, is saying is that he, if it was negative about Russia, if it was not verified, then he was not informed of it. So then the question becomes, like I said, who knew what, and how big was this in the intelligence community, and how come it wasn't corroborated sooner? So I have questions dancing around in my head about the targets, about more information about what was happening there, and not the little slithers of information, slivers, that we're getting. Too much coffee here at the top. But we'll see, again, how that pans out. All right, this is corroborated, and this is the coronavirus, the death odometer. 130,000 have died in the U.S. so far as of now. 841,000 have recovered. The confirmed cases are shooting up. That's 2.74 million. I like to throw in the world numbers too. The world goes like this: 515,000 dead, 5.44 million recovered, and 10.7 million confirmed cases. The arguments about the mask are still raging. Lots of Republicans are out there saying, wear the mask, including, and I've mentioned this in previous shows, Mitch McConnell, who believes that should happen. Vice President Pence, who was in Arizona, wore a mask, talked about young people wearing a mask, because we know now so many of the numbers are shooting up because it relates to young people, a lot of young people going to bars with the reopenings, being there on beaches, etc., which now has led to beaches being closed, while originally it looked like in California and in Florida the beaches would be open for the holiday weekend, July 4th. But instead, if somebody wants to celebrate with a beach, they're going to have to use their own sand and throw up a baby pool, because it's not happening. The California governor shut down bars, beach parking, all of that ahead of July 4th, not taking any chances. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said that they have to close. Indoor operations need to stop, period, in certain business sectors, including wineries, movie theaters, zoos, museums, card rooms. And that will help stop the spread of the coronavirus ahead of the weekend. And he did emphasize it doesn't mean restaurants shut down. It means we're trying to take activities, as many activities as we can, and get them, keep them outdoors and mitigate this spread. That's the number one thing that we are looking at. Coming up, my pal, who's an executive at a broadcast network and lives in Southern California, Andy Zdarvich, is going to join us and give us an update on what it's like in Los Angeles with now these COVID cases that are spreading at alarming rates, what the governor's said, and what people are doing. Are there a lot of masks being worn, you know, et cetera, because we know this from our unofficial poll. It is kind of a split thing even now, even though you certainly have signs of people on the right, not just the left, I'll call it, that are wearing masks and pushing for others to wear those masks as well. Interesting timing with COVID numbers going up, because in the world of sports, it is reopening, not for fans, but the NBA is going to be in their own little bubble in Orlando, and you're going to have Major League Baseball workouts start on Friday, and there's going to be a little bit of travel there. There's some concern about baseball and whether cases will spread or not. There's obviously protocol and procedures in place with lots of temperature checks and all of that. Same thing with the NBA. And this is kind of a good test to see what happens with the NFL and whether or not that will roll through. Of course, the Hall of Fame game in August has been canceled. And then the vaccine. I mean, more important than anything is, tell us about the vaccine. When is that going to happen? Fauci, who is the top doc, is saying it would be great if it was available this time next year. He didn't use the word great, but he said, he optimistically said that could happen. We could see it by this time next year. There are a couple of companies that are getting a lot closer. Moderna is one of them that's out of the United States. They're starting their trials in July. But what does that mean? Because then it's about dosages and making them available. And then it's about people wanting to take the vaccine and how effective it is. So we're at a kind of a weird tipping point, and doctors are warning us that July 4th is the tipping point. What do you say? Unofficial poll, mask on, mask off. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact and let me know. We're going to L.A. next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Hate New York City, cold and it's bad, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town, a little bit too rugged, you and me.
Which is a way of mitigating the spread of this virus. Not dissimilar, by the way, some of these actions as you've seen in other states across the country.
Back to Governor Gavin Newsom. He says, no, 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 bad boys and girls. He orders 19 California counties to shut down indoor dining, bars again, forget about going to zoos. There's a whole list. You thought you were going to go to a bowling alley or catch a flick. It's not happening. They have had flare-ups. Most of it, I think, because of the fools that were on the beach. Let's go play some beach volleyball. And this is, you know, again, how many cases do you have to show these nuts to tell them you shouldn't be out there that way? Can you social distance? If you could social distance, you wouldn't ruin it for everybody else. All right, my best pal is there in Westlake Village in Southern California, and she works in Sherman Oaks. She's right there in the heart of it all. Broadcast executive Annie Zdarvis joins us now from the West Coast. Hey, Annie.
How you doing, Kate? What day is it? Am I allowed out, or am I gotta go in? Or the Newsom is like, you know, it's like one day you're in, one day you're out, one day you're in. I mean, my little pup has to social distance. She doesn't like it, Kate.
I bet she doesn't like it. So what are you seeing? And that, you know, you're out there walking the dog. Your sister sometimes is walking the dog. And you see people. Are they wearing masks? Are they social distancing? What's happening?
Well, it's kind of a weird phenomenon. But, you know, L.A. is a bunch of snowflakes anyways. And, you know, they look at you like with the, you know, like the eyes of death if you don't have the mask on. And it's like, I wear the mask at work. I wear the mask in social settings and stuff. But I live around a lake, and it's like, it's a beautiful greenbelt area with a lake. And I'm like, hey, by God, I'm not wearing a mask around a lake. I want to breathe fresh air, you know. But they look at you like, you know, but yet they're the ones that probably go out and go to the beach or go to Malibu. And, you know, the idiots out there are like playing beach volleyball and, you know, playing at going to the bars. And that was the stupidest thing I had ever heard of in my life. They opened the bars. How do you social? I don't know about you. I know you don't partake that much of alcoholic beverages. But how do you social distance and keep a mask on when you're drinking? I just don't know what they thought people were going to do in bars and restaurants. I mean, I've been one restaurant where you stayed outside in the patio area. And, you know, you've got your mask on until your food comes. And yet, you know, the waiters and waitresses are waiting on you and stuff. They look like the Addams Family. I mean, they've got their gloves on and their masks on. I mean, it's just not enjoyable. I'd rather just sit in my backyard, in my patio, with my little Weber grill, and you know, not have to wear gloves and masks and everything. And that's what happened. Everybody just kind of went crazy here. It was like a lull, and everybody went, oh, it's over. And they all went out, and they were kissy-kissy, and they were doing everything. And then now we're all, no, children, you were bad. Bad, bad, bad. Get back in. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you said it. I think people had a false sense of security, some, especially younger people, like, okay, now it's fine. We're going out. We're just going to go to the bars. And you said it. I think the bars was the most asinine thing for Texas and Florida and California to open up bars because, of course, people are drinking. And if they're at the bar, they're at those closed tables, if you think they're not going to have some kind of droplets come out of their mouth, of course they are. So that was the worst decision ever.
Stupid. The bars were just stupid. And, you know, between Fauci and Newsom, I mean, and then we for good measure throw in that other nincompoop Garcetti, and it's like, my God, you've got the Three Stooges, and you're like, who are you listening to? What are you doing? You know, all anybody's worried about over here is, do they have the right designer mask? You know, is it the Laker mask or is it the Dodger mask? I wear like a piece of white thing, like going, I don't give a crap. Oh, look what my mask. I'm wearing a mask, people. And you see these masks on TV. It's made with zinc and it's made with this. My God, are you idiots? There's people walking around. I go to the grocery store and like this woman had on like, faux diamonds on it, whatever. Are you people for real? You're wearing a mask and you care what it looks like. And then God love Trumpy. You know, you gotta love Trumpy. The dude doesn't want to wear a mask because it's gonna mess his hair. It's gonna mess Trumpy's hair. He's gonna wear the mask. It's gonna ruin his hair, or it's gonna take his heart out, and then it's gonna show his bald spot. And I mean, please leave the man alone. He doesn't want to wear his mask because his hair's gonna get messed. Please.
You know, it's funny. Finally today, though, he did say, because he was asked about it, he's like, yes, I would encourage anyone to wear the mask. And he said, I have worn the mask in certain social situations. I mean, it's how close are we talking about? And so he kind of did say that if he was in a situation where everybody was on top of him.
He looked kind of cool. He looked like the Lone Ranger. Trump is the other kind. He has, you know, he's got to look good with this stuff, you know? I mean, maybe he should go back to his military academy days and get one of the feathers or something when he went to the little imitation West Point there in Amherst, Sandhurst, wherever the hell they are in New York. And, I mean, but please, people, you've got to stop worrying about, is it the Laker mask? You know, LeBron, is he wearing
the Laker mask? Yeah.
Just wear
this thing.
I got a plain old white one. I was trying to decide if my little pup had to wear a mask. She said, Mommy, please no. I go, I can't sniff.
Please, now.
Get the mask done. Please, no.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, before we bounce, I got to ask you this question because, you know, you and I have that sports background both in our history, and we look what's happening with the NBA and all the games I've covered and been at and all the games you've been at and been in the middle of and et cetera, broadcasting-wise, and you look at what they're doing in that bubble in Orlando. How about your Lakers? They were having a good year. Things get cut short. What happens?
Well, what happened is now you're going to have the players in a bubble. And as very famous broadcasters are now saying, like Stephen A. Smith, the thing he's worried about the most is they haven't talked about this. I don't know how they didn't, but the NBA players, how are they going to have sex if they are in a bubble? That's their biggest worry now.
That's crazy.
And then they have to worry about, Is it for their wives, or is it for their mistresses, or is it for their girlfriends? How are they going to do that? It's like, people, you're trying to stay alive, you know? Don't worry about how you're going to, you know, fool around. You're in a bubble. And who would fool around anyways at Disney World? Yeah, I mean, isn't that supposed to be the furthest thing from your mind when Mickey's there and Minnie? I mean, it's just asinine to me. But the NBA... That poor Adam Silver, and I tell you, you know, some people were born with no looks. He's one of them. I mean, that guy just...
I like Silver. You're terrible. He's so smart. Please. Come on. Come on.
He looks like the roach without the things on the side.
You're killing me. I love Adam Silver. He's great.
I've talked to Adam Silver.
Come on. He's so smart. He's smart. I disagree with you. I like Adam Silver.
Well, he has to be smart. You look like that. You better have
done so. You are terrible. You're terrible. You are banned from this show. That's terrible, man. I love Adam Silver. I just want to tell everyone out there, I think he's great. I think he's done more for NBA than...
I didn't
say
he was a bad dude. I just said, you know, he didn't get any
he's
Brad
the best.
Pitt teams, did he? Did he get Brad
he's the
Pitt
best.
Thank you.
No. He's the best. He's the best. All right, so go to back to your white mask and walking your dog with a mask on, if you can, because you're upsetting all the people there in Westlake Village. Thanks for coming on and enlightening us. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, Annie Z's point of view, always interesting. You know, just briefly mentioning the NBA, and I love Adam Silver. I think he has done so much for the NBA to make it better, and there's still more work to be done. But anyway... that bubble that they're playing in Orlando cost more than $150 million. And what Annie was saying about having sex, there was conversations about that because their family can't visit for, and it would only be like wives or children, just a handful of people, for a whole month to make sure that they're okay there as they play the rest of this season out. So it will be interesting, no question about that. We're hitting the mailbag next.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
That's Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And USA's Chris Barnes in Washington says many in the nation's capital are upset.
After a Capitol briefing yesterday referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, President Trump has called the reports a hoax, and the White House says that President Trump has never been briefed on any such intelligence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the safety of American forces abroad is an issue of paramount importance.
This president's entire focus on rebuilding this military. His goal is to make sure every man and woman is safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The coronavirus continues to smash records in the U.S. Johns Hopkins University says there were more than 52,000 new infections nationwide, the biggest single-day surge during the pandemic. Some states are imposing new restrictions to try to get a handle on the outbreak. Infectious disease experts say several southern states didn't adopt strong enough measures to control the coronavirus outbreaks and are now paying the price. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered the closure of bars and indoor restaurants in Los Angeles and 18 other counties.
We anticipate and expect it will remain in place for at least 3 weeks.
Michigan, Florida, Indiana, Virginia, Delaware, Texas, and Arizona also have closed or further restricted bars and rolled back restaurant capacity. Some stores have suffered during the outbreak. There are now reports that Nordstrom's is laying off thousands of workers, up to 25% of its staff. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are in the mailbag, and boy, oh boy, I'm going to just roll through this because hot topics galore, meaning you're all over the map. I love it. You listening to me right now can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Just hit on contact and boom, you're in like that. Just like this one, Brad says, hey, Kate, I've emailed you a couple of times. I don't know if you've ever read any of my emails on the air. I don't think so, Brad. But you were talking about Bolton, John Bolton, and his book and how liberals and some conservatives, obviously, were all over it and saying he was a traitor, etc. You probably aren't surprised by the amount of books, though, that he sold in just the first week. No, 780,000 copies, they say. I was reading that in the Wall Street Journal. So the former National Security Advisor's book joins a big, hot, poker-hot selling political title time in book sales, and any controversy especially is what a publisher would want, and it was live wire television. 6 million viewers, I want to say, watched the Martha Raddatch interview of John Bolton. And so while so many on all political sides are coming out and kind of lashing at Bolton, not everybody, but a lot, the blowback doesn't matter. He's selling the books, which I think, was inevitable. You're absolutely right, Brad. All right, we move on to this one. Jake, who frequently emails us in Austin. He lives in Austin. He says, hey, Kate, you know, it's interesting. Texas has exploded, obviously, with cases. You know that. I think you're safe in your enclave, and so am I, for whatever safe means these days. But, you know, you look at what is and what isn't, and you try to figure out the in-between is what I call it. And I would say this, as I am just 10 years older than these college-age kids, I get the partying scene. I know you do, too. You had to have been somewhat of a partier. Thanks for that, Jake. But you see in Alabama, you know, how they're just throwing caution to the wind, and, of course, party after party after party, and it just leads to more COVID-19 cases. And I think there's going to have to be some fines leveled at those who just absolutely don't want to play along and keep the rest of us safe. Yeah, I think what you're talking about is those COVID parties. There are a bunch of Alabama students in Tuscaloosa who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and they've been going to these parties in the city and some of the surrounding suburbs as part of a contest. This is what they're calling it, the COVID parties. How twisted, huh? They want to see who can catch the virus first. And, boy, that is just nothing you want to mess with, right? Because younger people have been killed by this, by the way. So this is an intentional thing. Infect each other with a contagion that's killed 130,000 people in the U.S. And now they're really shining a light on these parties. They organize them, and they purposely invite guests who have COVID-19. They put money in a pot, and then they try to get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot. It's just crazy. I mean, I could give them 50 different card games they could play for money versus the COVID party. Wow. I mean, that is reckless, careless, ridiculous behavior. It is. And, you know, to Jake's point, kids will be kids, you could say, but not in this case, not in the middle of the pandemic. There's enough warnings out there. There's enough stuff that is floating around and evidence of who is not making it is not always the older people. The younger people might get it and think they're invincible, but then there are, oh, by the way, some that die from it. So not wearing a face mask, jumping into the middle of these parties and trying to win a pot of money. You're going to need a pot of money to pay for all the treatment, and especially if you have to go on a ventilator. Ooh. All right, here's one from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I was off for a couple of days, and then when I'm off, I come back. I was listening to you, and I hear about your death odometer, and I was listening to the amount of people killed. Thanks for doing that, because for some reason, a lot of people don't even talk about the amount of people that have died. I think it's important to put it out there. You always emphasize those that recover, too, and that's good. We'd love to see those numbers, of course, reverse, but keep on preaching it, sister. Did you know that gun sales are at an all-time high? I have a buddy who owns a gun shop, and he says he can't keep anything on the shelves. I know that this isn't shocking to people who are probably listening to this if you're reading it, but, you know, I think there is a lot of fear out there as to what's going to happen in the future and wanting to be safe or feel safe. Yeah, the FBI put out numbers, and I'm sure you heard about them, that said that 3.9 million, as of Wednesday, 3.9 million background checks were conducted last month. That's the most, since they created the system of background checks in November of 1998 to stop felons and other people who were prohibited from it to not be able to buy or possess firearms, to be able to look at the list. And the previous monthly record came in March with 3.7 million checks. So this keeps creeping up. More people are absolutely buying guns. And, you know, traditionally, like, you think about it, but we're in the middle of the, like, why, what would up it? Presidential election years, there's always fear there is who's going to get elected and gun rights and that kind of stuff. But I think the unheard of numbers are obvious, that there is this coronavirus. There are the demonstrations that some people flip out about, and some people live, especially when it first started to happen, live in some of the areas that are close by, and they saw what was happening to stores and stuff. And then, of course, the political divisiveness that we have in this country. It's not, oh, I don't agree with you, and but we're playing social distancing cards on Friday. Like it's nasty stuff, right? So, you know, this is what we see. It's not a shock. Absolutely, it's not a shock. This one is from Patty, and Patty says, Kate, I saw this and I thought of you because you had an author on who talked about happiness from Australia, and you've had other people on who talk about happiness, and thanks for that, by the way, because I enjoy hearing what other people believe in when it comes to, you know, can you truly be happy or not. And I saw that there was this study out on happiness and the fact that, yes, money can buy happiness. Was I wrong on that study on happiness and money and income? You know, it's funny. That's the old saying, right? Money can't buy happiness. But what is the truth about that? The truth is they're always trying to study. They, meaning a lot of times it's colleges or others that do polls, etc. And the last study that I saw, and I don't know, maybe there's a different one out. The last study that I saw came out. It was from Princeton, and the research that they did and that they analyzed showed that money can buy. Can significantly affect how satisfied and happy you are with your life, because it, money can be a tool to motivate you to achieve major milestones in your life, it can make you feel happier in the long run, because you don't have to worry about something happening and not having any of that, you know, wealth, having any of that money to back up to help whoever you have to help. So when the Princeton University study found out when people made more than $75,000 a year, their happiness doesn't increase, but the lower their incomes, the worse they feel. Well, isn't that like the same thing? Leave it to the academics to twist it around. It would just be the sense of feeling like you have some protection. But you know, I've studied a lot on mindset, etc. And here's the thing. I'm just going to throw this in. It is so much about your mindset, and money is fluid. And if you attach too much, I believe this, if you attach too much to money, you know, then the struggle becomes even bigger, because that's what you're focused on. Oh, I can't pay my bill. Oh, I can't do this. I can't. It's always the can't. And I think there is something to the mindset of that. And you can go all the way back and read some of the, like Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, and other captains of industry that got together and had these sort of, they were more like mind melds or masterminds, which is what many people do today. And that was the whole thing. I mean, the mindset could overcome that. And yes, you could be wealthy and then all of a sudden be bankrupt, but you could get back there again. So that's my two cents on that. All right, here's one from Sandy, and Sandy says, is it true that more Americans are denouncing their citizenship, they're renouncing it? You know what, I guess there are, you must have seen the same story I saw, there was something on CNBC, and I think it was because they were talking about taxes and stuff. There's like 9 million Americans that are in foreign countries. That's according to State Department numbers from a couple of years ago. But in the first quarter of this year, 2,900 Americans renounced their citizenship. That's what the Treasury Department and the IRS found. But I don't know, if you're trying to escape taxes, tax day is July 15th. So that's the thing. Whether you feel like you have to pay taxes or not, you do. So it could be, maybe there's a greener pastures, even if there's COVID. Maybe there's another place to go. So that's true. There were 2,900 Americans who stepped out of line, and they did that between January 1st and March 31st of this year. Wow. Wow. Her story, Bessie Smith, coming up next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Sang and danced on the streets of Chattanooga while her brother played the guitar as a kid to earn money to help feed the family. By 1920, moving from the streets to the clubs, her song Crazy Blues sold 100,000 copies. At the height of her popularity, she worked a theater schedule and did 10 shows. The highest paid black entertainer at the time, she traveled in a 72-foot long railroad car. Her career was cut short by the Depression, but she never stopped singing. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, Bessie Smith, you know, it's interesting. That was such a great find for me to do a little bit more research on her. There's so much more you could say about Bessie Smith. And in my Her Stories, we highlight some pretty amazing kick-ass women. And let's just say that you can catch it here on the show, but also if you go to Amazon, you go to your Alexa and just ask Alexa, go to Virtual News and your Skills Center, and you can find it. But she's definitely one of the greatest singers of her era, and she definitely had an influence on a lot of jazz singers, R&B singers, that kind of thing. And she grew up in a family, I'll just flush it out a little bit more, in 1910, she was 16 years old, and she was singing with her brother to make some money, because there were so many siblings and no parents, but they died. So they were in charge of taking care of them, and Bessie was unable to get her full education because of that situation, and she had to take care of the family. So death, poverty, all that kind of stuff. Really tough childhood. And then she had this great voice and all this potential, and she went out there and did it. People started to hear her, and she got record contracts and had a series of some fantastic hits. And, you know, she wasn't accepted in all music circles, that's for sure. She was sometimes dissed by people you would think she wouldn't have been dissed by, but that's considered her to be too rough. But she had this incredible voice. And I guess she's one of the people, from what I understand, that benefited from radio broadcasting, which what I thought it was so perfect to highlight her here on this show. So even on stations wherever she was on, whether it was in the South, North, whatever, the West Coast, the East Coast, etc., she would give these concerts, and then there would be these radio broadcasts, and people would listen to. She had a big radio audience. People would listen to her on the radio, and unfortunately, her career was cut short because of the depression, and ultimately she died. She was critically injured in a car crash between Memphis, Tennessee, and Clarksdale, Mississippi. And, then there was another accident, too. So it just awful. And then she had an unmarked grave. And that tombstone, she had no tombstone. She had an unmarked grave. And Janis Joplin, in 1970, paid for a tombstone. So they put a tombstone up and marked her grave. How wild is that? Yeah. And, you know, there are areas in the country where you'll see little things about her that are dedicated to her, like little plaques and stuff, because she definitely, definitely had an impact on the music world. All right, we're at the tail end of the show. I like to call this quick hits or odds and ends because there's so much going on that things fall through the cracks, obviously. I mean, when I say things fall through the cracks, focus is on the conversation in your backyard and mine, right? That's what my promise is to all of you. A lot of you seem to hit me up on the email, but you can always jump into the conversation. And you can do that by jamming on the digits, 855-266-5283. You got to give them out more. I'm sorry about that. 855-266-5283. But here's the thing. What we're talking about is the virus. Whether you're sick of hearing about the virus, whether you like Fauci, don't like what he's saying, whether you want the mask on or off, whether you're tired of young people not paying attention, or you just don't want to get the bloody COVID-19, and how fast can we get that vaccine? There is also so many arguments about monuments, and critics of the monuments are now, some of them are focusing on Mount Rushmore, the national landmark. And the president is going to be there July 3rd to visit at the tail end, obviously, of the week. Mount Rushmore was built on land that belonged to the Lakota tribe, and it was sculpted by a man. I didn't know about this, but I saw a story on it by a man apparently that had a strong bond with the Ku Klux Klan, and it has the faces of two U.S. presidents who were slave owners. So the New York Times did a story on that. Other people have done stories on it, but that really pumped it out there. And now they're talking about, why go to Mount Rushmore? What about people talking about trying to deface or get rid of Mount Rushmore? Wow. I can't see that happening. If you think about Mount Rushmore, I can't see that. I mean, Native Americans have criticized the sculpture because of the land it was built on, and now there is a movement to topple Mount Rushmore. I mean, they're saying Mount Rushmore needs to close. I don't know if they could topple it, but I guess close it. But then you got to think about people who make their living off of people coming to visit Mount Rushmore, that venue. And guess what? It's a lot of money for people who need to make the money off of tourists. It's not happening during the coronavirus, but in normal times, that would be a slice of history, a big slice of history, in a remoter area that people go and see. So that makes Mount Rushmore pretty darn interesting. And we'll see. The president will be at Mount Rushmore. There will be jets that will fly by. There's going to be fireworks there, that whole kind of thing. The governor has said, hey, we're not going to be social distancing here at Mount Rushmore for this celebration. We're not because of the people that are attending, the size of the people attending, and because of, you know, our decision is we've even had a lottery for tickets so that we've limited, so attendance is limited. It's a national park. And we're recommending people social distance in the park when they're visiting the parks. But for the handful of the dignitaries, they're not overly concerned about that. And saying that people who come to the celebration can wear a mask if they want to, but it's not mandated. It's not mandated. So then there we go again to the whole mask on, mask off. But it is being kept smaller. It is a lottery, and they're spacing the amount of people that they're letting in at a time, supposedly, from what I understand. So interesting. All right. By the way, the U.S. bought up world's stock of remdesivir. Remember all the conversation about remdesivir? And so for the next 3 months, boom, that drug has been used to treat COVID-19, and we've got 500,000 doses, so 500,000 doses, about, give or take, and which is the company's production for July and 90% of August and September. So there are other people that are outside of our borders that aren't too happy about it. But the president and the Health and Human Services Secretary struck a deal to make sure that they had the remdesivir. And so in the U.S., if you need it, you got it, because they've got enough of it, the hospitals who need it to take care of the patients. But like I said, there are others who are not too happy, like in the U.K., who they were hoping they would have some of that, because the drug had been supplied for drug trials around the world, but it's mostly been dried up and used up. And there have been some successes with that on people who have gotten COVID-19. It's been sort of miraculous for some. It just depends on where they are on that chain, I guess. The music means that we're going to step off the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. You can hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com.
Even it's hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.